Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Cork City Council are considering a proposal to convert an empty shop at the entrance to the English Market into a public toilet. Now, the empty unit is located between the market's Grand Parade entrances. Pat O'Connell is a fishmonger trading in the market and he's with me on the line. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you for having me on.
Not at all. You're most welcome. What do you think of this idea?
You couldn't write it, Claire, if I'd be honest about it. I mean, we have a public toilet 50 yards from where they're saying we should have one. It was purposely built in 2008, state-of-the-art, at quite a considerable cost. And City Council haven't been able to manage it in the last 2 years because of antisocial behaviour and drug needles being found in the toilets. And now they're proposing to move it across to one of the foremost food markets in not only in Ireland, but Israel and in Europe. And you scratch your head and say, like, where's the logic?
Would it not be, though, of benefit if it was run properly for you and for your customers there?
We have a public toilet already, which we look after, and that's run reasonably well. It's not without its problems. It's open longer hours than what City Council are now proposing. But there is absolutely no doubt that there is a need for public toilets in the city centre, and that's not our argument. Our argument is that the one that's there existing was only built in 2008. It was state-of-the-art. It's in a huge plaza adjacent to two car parks and adjacent to where youths gather on a Saturday night for a little bit of socialising. So it's in a perfect position as it is. It interferes with nobody. And if it's an issue that a security guard and a cleaner on permanent site would solve the problem, as City Council are telling us, why don't they build an annex to that toilet for pretty small money, I would imagine, and put a security guard and cleaner there? And,
they're telling you that this one, if it goes into the English Market, will have a security guard and a cleaner?
That's what they're selling it on, in the sense that will solve all problems. And I mean, we know, past performance is sometimes a fair in the direction of what will happen in the future. And I mean, Cork City Council's manner of managing public toilets has been somewhat abysmal, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot afford, in a market that's doing so well in the sense of the publicity it gets for the city, the display of produce in there, and it's for the most part local, run on a traditional basis of seeing your fish being filleted in front of you, your meat being cut up in front of you, your vegetables from local sources. You know, it's a delicate balance, Claire, in the sense that, you know, that type of a business is fast vanishing everywhere.
Yeah, but I just wonder, would the security guard and the cleaner not make sure that it's well looked after?
Well, with the public toilet that they have on the Grand Parade, I would have thought that would have been the obvious solution to that if that was the only issue.
Mm-hmm. And the unit that they're saying this might go into, that's vacant and has been for a while, has it?
That's vacant, but that's very much plans of discussions that we've had with City Council for the last 3.5 years, because we are a little bit overrun with tourism since a certain event in 2011, the anniversary of which is in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. The Queen, yeah.
The Queen, absolutely. So we have been somewhat overrun, you know, not in the last 18 months, obviously, by tourism. And we had, you know, the Grand Parade end of the market needs a new roof. So the plan was to have solar panels on the roof to power the market, rainwater used off the roof to wash the floors of the market and use the public toilets that are already in existence. And Hilsters was to become a kind of a historical, interactive visiting site for the tourists.
Oh, so not a toilet then.
So we have a serious plan for that building that would enhance the attraction of Cork City in an unbelievable way.
Mm-hmm. But you know yourself, there's a real shortage, isn't there, of public toilets around the place in most cities in Ireland?
As I've said already, that is not the issue. The issue is the location of this. You do not put it outside your main food attraction in your city centre. We're supposed to be the food hub in Ireland, and they now want to put a public toilet directly outside of where 80% of our produce is brought into the market. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Did the council approach you, Pat, and the other traders there about the plan before it came to public knowledge?
No, and that's a little bit frustrating, because for the last 15 years, Claire, we've worked in real close cooperation with Aramark, who managed the market for council, and with council themselves in drawing up these plans. So they were fully aware of the plans. They knew what we wanted to do with Hilsters. They knew that in many ways it would be a perfect building for that purpose. So, like, it's not that they didn't know about it, but on the other hand, we certainly didn't know about this plan for a public toilet put in there on a temporary basis, however long that would be, when 50 hours away you have a purpose-built toilet that they haven't been able to manage in the last 3 years.
We asked the council about this and they say that this was an issue raised for discussion at a policy committee on Friday and it will be discussed by the full council this evening. So you would be hoping that you can have an influence on that conversation?
I would, because again, there's concern over that, because normally these meetings take place on a Monday and a Tuesday. Why was it made on a weekend when it was put on then to try and force it through on a council meeting on a Monday night 2 days later? So we're really concerned at the manner in which this is being done, in the fact that it's been done at all, in the sense that there is no sense in what they are doing. And we're just really concerned that the talks that we've had and the plans that we've laid with City Council have just been swept away in the stroke of a pen.
I have a listener in Kerry here, John, who says, he asks, am I missing something? What's the problem with having a toilet? Hotels have them, restaurants have them, shopping centres have them. This is another NIMBY project, not in my backyard. And he says, regards then. But your point is that there is already toilets there.
We already have a public toilet in the English market, which the management of the English market look after. There are issues with it on occasion, but it's okay, we manage it, we control what's going on there. We can do that. It's in the building, we know what's in it, we watch it, we keep a close eye on it. Problem with Hilsers is that it's on the two main entrances of the English market. There are only three main entrances. This is between two of the main ones. It's where 80 to 90% of our produce comes in the morning. It's where our loading bays are. It's where tourist buses pull up in front of. The antisocial behaviour that has gone on in the public toilet in the Grand Parade has been quite appalling.
And you don't want to see it coming into the market.
I think there was somewhere in the region of 300 needles taken out of that toilet in the last few months before it closed.
Right, well, Pat, let's see what happens at the council meeting tonight. Pat O'Connell, fishmonger in Cork's English Market. Thanks, Pat, for joining us.
Thank you, Claire.
Best of luck to you. Now, we're talking about what's happening in politics across the water after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.